been practicing that all week. It's my pleasure to welcome you this evening to the house of the Lord. We're overjoyed that you're here to come to share with us. Brother David wasn't with us this morning. He made me a little nervous. So it was this afternoon I got home and had our lunch, and I got on the phone to see if I could get hold of him, make sure what his status was. And I didn't get an answer on the phone. So I was a little done. So I went down. I started to prepare for this evening in case I might be the one bringing the message. So you're fortunate that it's going to be David instead of me. But he called shortly after I started working and informed that he would be here. So we're grateful that he's able to make it and to be here to share with you and to bring those things that are upon his heart this evening. And we ask that in this remaining few minutes before he stands before you, that you might offer your prayers for him and hold him up to our Lord. This evening for our call to worship, I'd like to share with you out of the book of John, the 14th chapter, the 21st to the 29th verse. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not being Iscariot, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me and not keepeth my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not, mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before I come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Let's continue on this evening with hymn number 45.
Thank you. Our most kind Heavenly Father, indeed we are grateful to be here. And we also want to give Thee thanks for such a beautiful weekend that we all can enjoy. We ask Thee, Father, to be with our brother David as he gives his sermon. And we ask that his heart may be open to those things that You would have him to say. For these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
My scripture reading comes from Proverbs 6 and Proverbs 29:15. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. When I seen that Dan had called, I was wondering if the called off church. Be patient with me. I'll try to give the scriptures when I have them to give. I know it's a little hard to understand me sometimes. But tonight I want to talk about children. I never had any kids. When I met Kelly, Noah, her son, was 8 years old, and I was there 10 years and loved every bit of it. And he had a friend from when they were like 4 years old, from Oak Valley days. And all I ever heard him talk about was Michelle, Michelle, Michelle. He loved that girl. They were great friends. And she had a child. He is going to be 2 later this month. And she named him Noah. And she wanted me and Kelly to be like his grandparents, because we would never have that opportunity. We love it. Having that kid around us gave us so much joy. And we love every second of it. People would think we're crazy for watching him. It's wonderful. In the mornings, I go to do the chores. I take him out with me. He does the chickens. He loves it. It's the best fun. And patience. I have patience on here. I have learned a lot of patience with him. You have to. But think about how the Lord is patient with us, how we make him weep by the things we say and do. It's something I never would have ever thought about till I was around this child, seeing how he is like a sponge. Anything and everything you say, he picks up. And he can't even talk yet. It's wonderful, though, being around him. In Doctrine and Covenants 68:4, it says we are required to teach our children by faith, teach them to pray and to be obedient. Anything less than this is the sin is on the heads of the parents. If they don't learn obedience to their parents, how will they ever learn obedience to God and his laws? I find myself with a real, not a burden, but it's heavy that I have to bring this boy up rightly and God-fearing. And I plan to do that. This summer, he started coming. And then 3 months ago, a little sister came. And it's been wonderful having one that little, getting to see every little thing she does, new every day, both of them. Like Noah learns a new word every day. I'm 54 years old and never was around a child like this. And this is something you should cherish your children, definitely. Because we're here to tell you it can go real fast. In Mark, the 9th chapter, the 33rd, 34th, and 39th verse read, "He took a child and sat in the midst of them, and when he had taken the child in his arms, he said unto them, Whoever shall humble himself like one of the children and receiveth me, ye shall receive in my name. And whosoever shall feed one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that the millstone were hanged around his neck and he were cast into the sea." I read that before, didn't understand it. I understand it completely now. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow here. But going back to having Noah here, when we lost Noah, from that time to now, we have not ever found any happiness like we have found with this child coming into our lives, and I would not trade 1 minute of it. We really do love having him around. He actually calls me Papa, and he calls Kelly Honey, which she doesn't like very much. We can learn an awful lot just watching the little ones. They're so closely, not far removed, I mean, from the court of glory, that that little baby would take care of. It's amazing when she holds her finger. Just think, she could have been holding the finger of the Lord just 3 months ago. That is amazing and awesome. I want to read I've already read this, I'm sorry. Well, I guess we get an early night tonight because that's all I got. I'm sorry.
See very little cause and need for David to be sorry about the words he shared with us. And he's very right. Our little ones aren't with us very long. Seems like only a few days ago I brought my wife and my little daughter home. And in about a month's time, she'll be married to a young man. And I'll get a granddaughter out of the deal.
Yeah.
That's pretty wonderful. And they do many things that bring us joy. I saw a really cool thing this morning in the morning worship service. And I was very proud of that young man. Very proud of the way he stood up there. He got lost in his scriptures and had a little minute of confusion. But he mustered through. And they do things like that to just make your life better. So when David talks about the joy of the little people and what they bring to our lives, what they add to our lives, and the fact that only a short time ago, they did come from the courts of glory. They were having their little fingers wrapped around the finger of our Jesus. What a blessing they are. What a marvelous gift they are to us. That our Lord, and I say in his infinite wisdom, but I've been a parent, and Lord knows, we lack a lot in the parent department, people. We don't do as good for our children as we'd like to. But that don't mean we're going to love me less. Or that they mean any less to us. And truly, my daughter's been one of the brightest spots in my life. Maybe only second place to her mother. So I see nothing that David should apologize for. I think the mess he brought us tonight was excellent. I think sometimes we forget how great a gift our children are to us and how deeply they touch our hearts and what they can teach us by their innocence. Let us go on with our service with hymn number 349, after which Brother Ed will bring the closing prayer.
Father, at the close of this day, your day, the Lord's day, we as a branch of your people, Lord, close this day in prayer and supplication in remembrance of all that you've done for us. And we give you thanks for the blessing of this branch and the opportunity to join together in unison to worship you, O God, through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful, Lord, for the message that we heard this night. And though at times, dear Lord, we know that words can fail us and their abilities to share, but we are so thankful, Lord, of the intercession of the Holy Spirit, that through the gift of that Spirit that you might touch our hearts and communicate to us in ways that are beyond earthly understanding. And so we give you thanks for that Spirit tonight that knit our lives together by the words that were presented before you, O Lord. And in doing so, we pray that it might impact our lives in such a way that we see a need to change, and that we see the opportunities and the privilege it is to be with those little ones. And it is even us, O God, that are yet little ones in your sight, still needing you to guide us, that we might come home to you. And so, dear God, as we continually work to refine our lives through the experiences you allow us to have, we pray, dear Lord, that we would be strengthened as we see your hand at work in our lives and the lives of the saints, and that we would truly learn to be obedient to a higher degree, not to give us our self credit, Lord, but that you might have fuller reins with our life to use us as you will, as we truly submit our lives in full to you, for the betterment of your kingdom, for the building up of that kingdom in these last days. Above all things, forgive us of our sin, that we might see that through our broken state, that we must have you in our life to fill that void, to perfect us through your Son. And as we part these walls, dear Lord, and enter into the world, let us carry that a light of Christ in our life, that as we enter into our mission fields tomorrow and throughout this week, that we might look for opportunities to share the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, with all those that we have the privilege to come into contact with. Be with each one that's here and those we're not able to attend. And we leave this now in your care and your keeping, and ask the benediction upon this service in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.